Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress
Radio. So listen, what do I say about my next guest this evening? All right, they are amazing, amazing artists. They are two parts of the groundbreaking band that is Nkarma, and they've just dropped a big one for 2024. All right, I'm excited. I hope you guys are as well. So give it up and show some love for Nick Chalia and Pip Dhaliwal. Yes, yes, yes.
Thanks for having us, man.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Hello from Canada here.
What's Canada saying, man? Yeah. Because I know you guys, you know, out there, you know, you guys have some crazy cold winters. You know, how cold is it, man? Have you guys got snow?
Absolutely. You know what? Surprisingly, I'm glad you said that. We're in Vancouver. We hardly get any snow, and it's such a beautiful day here right now.
Wow. I hate you. it's raining and it's like really just really horrible out here in the UK, man.
Oh lord. Well warm it up. Yeah, no, thanks for having us. It's really good to connect with you.
No, absolutely, man. But listen, let's kind of formally introduce you guys, because there are there's fans and listeners who are listening right now who know who Nkarma is, and you know, you guys have been in the game a long time, and you know, and you guys, you know, have made new fans, and there are probably new fans who are listening right now as well. So, you know, let's just give everybody a really quick kind of a history lesson on Nkarma. You know, this amazing, thisy, you know, band that you are. You know, how did, you know, you guys all connect? And of course, you know, your roots here in the UK, and how you the move happened to Vancouver, man. Just give us a lowdown.
Yeah, man. So Pip had moved here a while back, and let me go back a little bit. Myself and Pip, basically, both of us are born in UK. We played with pretty much every single band in the UK. You can name it. Malkit Singh, Apnaas Geeta, Janak, you name it, Golden Star, TSB, this, that. Every single band we've kind of played with. And then basically, what happened, Pip decided to move to Canada. A few years later, I decided to follow him. And when we came here, we found that there wasn't anything like the UK. There's no UK vibe and no UK sound. So basically, we got Pip out of retirement. We found a couple other musicians. We got JP, who was one of Jazzy B's original musicians. Yeah. We got him out of retirement. And basically, from there, we started sessioning with other singers. It was fun, but not fun enough. And then Ender came along. We jammed with Ender, and basically Ender just killed it.
Yeah.
And we thought from there, that was it. Basically, we thought, okay, that was it. This is what we needed to do, and that was it. And we dropped one song, and from there we never looked back. And Don Regina was our first single.
Yeah.
Massive track for us.
Yeah.
And that was it. That started everything off for us. And then we were lucky. We were very fortunate to have some massive collaborations. KS Mukherjee, who we often jammed with. While we were in Canada, we got him to jump on a track with us, Anak Na Din Katiye. And that video was shot in a film studio in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we had H. Dami. We had a jam with him as well. We got him on a track with us. And then we had other various artists. And like I said, we've just been fortunate enough that we started off as session musicians with other bands. And then Nkarma just shot off. And we never looked back.
Absolutely. So let's just remind everybody, Nick, you are on keyboards and you're the producer. Then we got Pip, do you know what I mean? Who's on the drums. They got Inda, who's the vocalist. And then we've got Cam on the doll. Is that pretty much everybody? I've covered everybody, right?
That is pretty much it. Yeah. And, you know, just to elaborate, for the people that don't know who Nkarma is, we're a live band, you know, generally from England, playing with the biggest bands there. And now being a live band, end up being a live singer, we've kind of, our elite in the North American market, where we concentrated on the huge festivals here.
Yeah.
All the water festivals, they just took us by a storm as a world music band.
Yeah.
And very, very lucky playing live in massive, massive arenas and shows, and promoting our culture. So that's part of the reason that we've been on the road, you know. I mean, just I think last summer alone, we did 23 festivals. But we've been so fortunate in that, in not just promoting live music, but then you got, you know, people like Milky Buddy or Jazzy B Buddy who take us as their main bands, you know, to back them up as musicians. So we're collaborating with some big people, but promoting our culture. But in that now, we put a head down and go, boys, you know, we've taken this by the storm.
Yeah,
we need to really actually show the rest of the world, you know, how we're killing it out here.
Yeah.
So we put our heads down, and now, you know, we've produced, you know, 11 new tracks. We've already started coming out, and now you're going to see us consistently. And one of our main focuses here is we're a live band.
Yeah.
We love playing live music. We want to promote our culture, but also promote live music to the new generation.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And we've got people like yourself supporting us. So this is brilliant.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot to say about live bands because, you know, me personally, I love going out and watching a live band because, you know, you watch somebody, an artist coming out, and there's no disrespect to artists who come out with, you know, with a CD playing in the background, you know what I mean, or music just coming out of a box. But I feel the live experience is so much better, and you know, you guys can, both of you actually with the instruments that you play, you know, when you've got a, you know, each show and you know, you can explain this to me. Each show, I'm sure, is very different. When the singer's going out there, you know, you are connecting and you're vibing and you're following suit with that singer, and you're in sync with that singer, because no two shows are ever going to be the same, even though it's probably the same singer and the same track, because you know it's that chemistry.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because not just vibing with the singer. Being live, we got to improvise when the singer's singing a little bit more or less. But more so, the advantage of being a live band is when the crowd is asking or looking for something, we can mold ourselves to make sure that we give them what they want also. Huh. It could be a bully, it could be a song, we can extend it. And that's where it is. And you're not just connecting on stage. You're connecting with the crowd in a way that you cannot do unless you're live.
Yeah.
And we've been, you know, so blessed to keep on experiencing that. And we look forward to coming to England and showing that over there.
Bilkul, man. Guys, we can't wait, man. But listen, let's talk about this new one, right? Because we are absolutely loving it. It just, you know what? You just took us by surprise, guys, right? It just came out of nowhere. Tere Marda. It's a brand new one, you know, featuring Haj Nagra, right? You know, I know, like you said, there's a whole body of work that's going to be coming out now, but let's just break Tere Marda down for us, guys, man. You know, where did this track just come from?
Yeah, man, it was a fun track for us. Basically, the way it happened was Ender and Hodge got together and put the beat together and stuff. And then from there, when we came down to the video itself, we got like one of the biggest guys here, True Root Productions, who are also Vancouver, Surrey-based. We worked with those guys, and those guys worked with like Jazzy B and Sidhu Moosewala, this and that. So we were fortunate enough to work with those guys as well.
Yeah.
And True Roots basically just took our vision to the next level. The video, the location they got for us, they have two fantastic locations. A, where the band shots are, you can see the beautiful mountains behind.
Yeah.
We've got airport scene and stuff. So that was great itself. And then where Hodges shots are, it's a beautiful scenic area called Sleafson. Beautiful area around there. So we like to show the beautiful sides of Vancouver as well, not just the music itself, but the actual the beauty of Vancouver itself. But the track itself, I mean, we were quite blown away with it, with the way it came out, firstly. And then simply the response that we've been getting now, I mean, we ourselves are blown away. We never expected that. But just having said that, this is just the beginning of what's more to come, man. This is just the beginning, man. I'm just excited about the other stuff yet to come out.
Absolutely, man. Everybody needs to go check out the track. I mean, obviously the track we're going to be dropping on the show as in a few minutes. And everybody must go check out the video. Guys, listen, Vancouver Tourist Board needs to, you know, pay you guys, because you know majority of your videos you're showing the beauty of the country, you know. I look at it, I'm like, you know what? I want to move there.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? And it's not green screen. I'm telling you, it actually is. That's truly, you know, how it is out here, and it is. And we're lucky that, you know, a lot of people from England are visiting out here. But no, it is a beautiful place. But honestly, being Brits,
Yeah.
We've still got that connection there, and that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
We're still, continuing what we're doing. I'm very, very, it's a blessing that the sound that the UK and what we've got engraved in us cannot be, you can't get that anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And people here are appreciating that sound.
Absolutely.
And, and we've got to commend ourselves for that.
Yeah.
And we're going to carry that on. And on that note, with this track, we actually announced it for the first time. We got two more versions coming out.
No.
So watch out, we ain't stopping, I'm telling you.
There we go, absolute exclusive right here. Guys, listen, here's a question. You guys have been going since what, 2007? Your music has changed so much, over the years. As a band, how easy has it been to adapt, to the new sound and the new music, that's now out there?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're fortunate in that way of being a live band. Like, we can adapt to this kind of sound.
Yeah.
We're easy to be molded to work with Jazzy B, but you're giving him his unique sound and then taking that and then adapting to Malkeith Baji. So
yeah,
that's the edge of being a live band, that we can mold ourselves to a situation there and then. Like Pimp had mentioned earlier, we can extend a song, make a song stop it, make a song shorter, longer, talk to the crowd, this, that, the other. I mean, that's what live music's all about, man.
Absolutely. Well, long may you guys just continue doing what you're doing. And listen, when you guys are here back in the UK, man, you must come and see me, man. Come down to the Midlands, man. Come down to Leicester.
Definitely. Definitely. And you know what? Have a tequila ready. And we will be there.
Bucka, 100%. Nick, Pip, listen, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening, man. It's been a vibe, and it's been way too long, and I'm glad we've done this. And, we're not going to leave it so long now. But listen, Dede de Morda is out. I know you said there's a couple more versions of this coming out, And I guess from what you said, we can expect consistent releases from Nkoma throughout 2024. I know you're taking, not too much, but I know you're taking a little bit of a back step on the, on the touring at the moment, and you are concentrating on the music, if I'm right.
Correct. And the reason for that is we want to get everything done. We've got the videos done now.
Yeah.
And this is coming out. Our season here for the festival starts.
Yeah.
But in that, we are going to be adding in now UK and the rest of the world. So watch out. And we are excited. And again, we can't wait to show the live band in Karma out there. Can't wait.
Nick, Pip, thank you so much. And, love and support for you guys always. Before we sign off, guys, just introduce the new one, man.
Yeah, man. Actually, I just want to say thank you very much to you and all the listeners of Subras Radio. This is myself, Nick, Charlie, Pip Daliwal from Nkoma. Check out our new track, Dede de Morda, which is streaming everywhere. Hit us up. You get all our links from our website, www.nkoma.ca. We're all over social media. Big shout out to our PR, Nisha and Sony. And thank you very much to everybody for supporting. And actually, thank you very much, man.
Thank you for that. Thank you, guys.
No worries at all, guys. This is Dede de Morda.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subras Radio.